At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN's Long Shots, the world's number one golf betting show, with Wes Reynolds and sometimes Matt Youmans. Here is Brady Cannon.
Welcome into Long Shots, the world's number one rated golf betting show, right here on VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network. As the man said, I am Brady Cannon, and Wes Reynolds is here, and of course, Matt Youmans, because it is a major championship, the Masters edition of Long Shots. We will have some great guests on the program for you today. As always with the majors, we have two guests. We will have an odds maker and a handicapper. That odds maker, he's been with us for a few Masters editions of Long Shots. That is Rich Zanko, a golf odds maker at Caesars Sportsbook right here in Las Vegas. We'll also have the world-renowned Scott Van Pelt from SportsCenter at Night with SVP on ESPN. He was kind enough to join us last year for the Masters coverage, and he is back for more in 2022. Gentlemen, we've got a 90-player field here. Tom Watson, Gary Player, and Jack Nicklaus will hit the ceremonial tee ball on Thursday, and then we are off and running. And, of course, the big story for now, maybe almost 2 weeks, has been Tiger Woods and if he's going to play in the 86th edition of the Masters. But I tell you what, we'll get to that thoroughly, I imagine, throughout the show today. But I want to talk about another developing story. There's some weather in the air down there. Has that affected your handicap at all, Wes?
You know, not as much at the time, depending on how long this is going to last. But you would think that this would probably soften it up a little bit. And, you know, where guys can be more, I think, placeful with their approach shots and whatnot. And, you know, guys that like soft golf courses, I think if you're really precise with your irons, like somebody like a Justin Thomas, that could play into his hands. We know Rory McIlroy in majors on wet golf courses has done very well as he tries to go for that career grand slam for now the eighth time. Last major he won was August of 2014 at the PGA Championship at Valhalla. So trying to go for that, but I think having Tiger Woods in the field may take a little bit of the way of the spotlight from Rory, so we'll see if that works to his advantage.
I didn't even think Rory had a spotlight on him this week. He hasn't won a major in 8 years. I heard somebody say this week, why is there not more hype about Rory chasing a career grand slam? I said, the guy hasn't won a major since 2014.
Well, where you been for the last half decade, I guess, because that's what I was saying. That's usually the story. But now we know topic A, B, C, and D for this Masters is obviously one Tiger Woods is going to tee it up for the first time since November 2020.
Yeah, if I make the top 10 storylines for this Masters, Rory's not going to be one of them. Now, he might end up being a story when it's over. We'll see. He's long overdue, that's for sure, but I'm not betting the do factor on Rory. I would think, Brady, concerning the weather, maybe it means length off the tee, precision play with your irons mean a little bit more to the handicapping.
Yeah, well, you know, too, the Masters, Augusta National, has the sub-air systems under the greens. So if you're not getting a deluge of rain, they're able to control that pretty well there at that golf course. We are expecting some wind as well. I believe on Sunday it was supposed to be like under 10 miles an hour. And then there was another day it might have been over 20 miles an hour. So if there is a breeze in the air and you're not getting those thunder showers as you might expect, that is going to dry the course out as well. So maybe it's being a little bit overblown that it'll really play soft. I think you're probably eventually, by the weekend anyway, going to get a firm and fast golf course. And Wes, I agree with you. I mean, when was the last time, and maybe it was 2019, I can't really recall at this point, but the Tiger Woods has dominated the storyline so much. When was the last time you heard Brooks Koepka's name mentioned?
Well, exactly, and there's a lot of people, I think, that like Brooks Koepka this week because he revealed a couple weeks ago, look, this is the first time I've been healthy in about 5 years here. So, you know, Brooks Koepka at full health, we know, obviously, he's a big game hunter in the majors, so Brooks Koepka getting some support. Of course, the guys at the top of the market, John Rahm, Justin Thomas, the usual suspects, Scottie Scheffler. How is he going to deal with the expectations?
Number one player in the world, nobody's talking about it,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. How is he going to deal with the expectations of being the world number one? And then you have guys that have been close in majors but haven't won, the Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele. Is this Victor Hovland's time? Will Zalatoris, who look on debut last year, was second. So, you know, don't think that a guy can't go well in his first time here at the Masters.
Wes, we know that this is the same course that they play every year, the only major where that is the case. Did you change anything in your handicap for Masters 2022 than what you've done in the past?
You know, not a lot, Brady. I think, look, you got to look at least a little bit of a recent form because usually if somebody has a top 10 finish or a top five finish within a couple months preceding the event. So you look at least a little bit of those trends. In terms of the stats that Matt kind of mentioned earlier, I think you want to look at off the tee, whether it's SGOTT, whether it's driving distance gained. I think you look at approach pretty much every single week, greens and regulation gain, and also strokes gained short game, because you're going to miss some greens here, and there's those shaved runoffs on these fast bent grass greens, so you're going to have to do some chips or some short pitches off the greens, and you're also going to have to putt on greens with varying speeds.
Anything change for you this year, 2022, in approaching the Masters, Matt?
Not too much. I made a couple bets early in January on guys. We just talked about one of them, Will Zalatoris. The other is Cameron Smith, just because this is a unique tournament, Brady. The odds are up for almost a year.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of times, we see some value on this guy. End up betting a little bit too many guys sometimes in this tournament. But you have more time to find value or perceive value on the odds board, and that's why I think we end up with more players in our pocket than sometimes you plan on. But no, I felt like I made a couple pretty good bets on Cam Smith and Will Zalatoris, good numbers in January. I think a couple guys that I really didn't plan on betting that I decided here in the last couple weeks to bet because they're in better recent form is DJ and Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
And if you talk about that 2019 Masters when Tiger won, I looked down the stretch like five or six different guys could win that tournament. DJ and Koepka were two of the guys who I felt like kind of let it slip away. And DJ, Koepka, and Schauffele tied for second behind Tiger.
Yep, absolutely. As far as correlated courses, Wes, you and I talk about this a lot. I think Riviera and Augusta National is one of the strongest crossover success rates that we've seen of two golf courses on tour. In the last couple of years in handicapping the Masters, I've also added the Plantation course at Kapalua.
Yes.
And if you look at those courses, they both have really wide fairways that are easy to hit. There's not a lot of rough to deal with, and there's a lot of elevation change. And in this case, this Masters edition, you might have to deal with some of that wind, and you look at some of these guys that have won at both places, Zach Johnson, Patrick Reed, Dustin Johnson, and most recently Cam Smith. That's when you and I bet him, Matt, not long after that win at Kapalua. And then Wes, another course that I've often used, you know, in part of my breakdown in handicapping the Masters is Muirfield Village.
Yes.
In Dublin, Ohio, because we know Jack built that, you know, it quite inspired by his experience at Augusta National.
No, I think you're spot on. I used all those courses a little bit. I think maybe you could make an argument for Bay Hill, perhaps Narashino, which is where they played the Zozo in Japan, two recent Masters champions, won over there, Tiger Woods, and of course Hideki Matsuyama. So maybe there's something there, maybe a little bit of Quail Hollow as well. But obviously Augusta National, unlike anything that these guys are going to see, these greens are going to be whip fast this week.
And Cameron Smith, Matt, has also had good success at Riviera. You look at the guys that have won both at Riviera and Augusta National, Adam Scott, Mike Weir, Fred Couples, Nick Faldo, Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson. I mean, it's just incredible. And I tell you, a guy that's played pretty well at Riviera the last couple of years, what are your guys' opinion about Sam Burns? We know he's a world-class player, but this is going to be his first time ever playing the Masters, and that usually doesn't end well.
Yeah, I don't like first-timers at Augusta. I do like Sam Burns and his talent, and I wouldn't be surprised if he plays well here. I didn't put him on my official list of plays. When I saw him at 52-1 at Circus Sports this week, I did put a small play on Burns at 52, but he doesn't really make my list of top players because I never like to play first-timers.
All right. Well, we will be back with more in just a moment of the Masters edition of Long Shots, and we'll bring in our man Rich Zanko. He is the golf odds maker at Caesars Sportsbook right here in Las Vegas. Stick with us. We'll be right back here at VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN's Long Shots, the world's number one golf betting show, with Wes Reynolds and sometimes Matt Eumanns. Here is Brady Cannon.
Welcome back to Long Shots right here on VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network. Brady Cannon, Matt Eumanns, and Wes Reynolds with you. It's time for our member guest segment, and lucky enough to be joined once again this year. He previewed the Masters with us last year, and he's back for more in 2022. It is Scott Van Pelt of ESPN SportsCenter at Night with SVP, and of course, our friend Stanford Steve. Scott, thank you so much for joining us once again, my friend. Of course, you're down there on the grounds at Augusta National, getting ready for ESPN's coverage of the opening rounds. And the big story all around, and we'll get to it in a minute, is, of course, Tiger Woods and him teeing it up this year in the 86th edition of the Masters. But I want to ask you, there's another story that I'm kind of intrigued about, too, and that's the weather down there. You've got thunder showers in the forecast. It looks like the wind's going to blow as much as 20 miles an hour on one of their 2 days or something like that, and maybe get some cold temperatures. I saw below 60 degrees in the forecast, so kind of all over the map as far as the weather. What are you seeing down there, Scott?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me in, boys. I appreciate you guys are awesome in this space. You guys are killing it, so congrats on all that. They said it was going to rain on Tuesday, and it sure did. Around 11-ish, I want to say it was, the horn blew, and that was it. That was a wrap for the day's work. I happened to be lucky enough, I was in the grill, and I was able to eat with Colin Morikawa, Justin Thomas, who got to do, I think, JT just had a press session. Colin Morikawa had played like five holes, and that was it. They had to call it a day. So it poured all day. As we speak now, it's still some thunderstorms coming through and rain, and it's going to probably get out of here by late this evening, but then it may rain again tomorrow. But then to your point, It looks sunny, but it definitely looks windy. And I think it looks like late early, and that's the Tiger wave, late Friday group is going to deal with probably the most wind, and then it's going to be cold. Like, we haven't seen like one of these since Zach Johnson won, when it was like in the 40s at night, maybe upper 30s, and low 60s if on the weekend. So that's a very atypical kind of scene for the weather. But once this rain gets through tonight / early tomorrow, I think that's the end of it for the rain. And it could get, you know, Andy North said he thinks it'll be firm and fast by the weekend.
So, Scott, getting back to topic A, B, C, and D for this 86 Masters, that would be one, Tiger Woods. And Freddie Couples obviously gave him the glowing reviews, but we know Freddie is Tiger's homeboy, basically. They go back a long way, and he was saying how phenomenal and how great he looked. What have you seen from Tiger? What are you hearing? It looks like he is going to tee it up. What chances do you give him to maybe make a run at this thing or at least make the cut for the weekend?
I think the hardest thing in our business, guys, to do sometimes is just say, I don't know, and I truly don't. I've only heard from the people that have been side-by-side with him good things, that it sounds like when Tiger – there's a certain – like when Tiger's, like, dialed in, it sounds a certain way. I mean, that's what it sounds like. You know, he's flushing the ball, short game's awesome. Okay, cool. The man's leg was nearly amputated, right? He hasn't played since this event two years ago. What are we talking about? Like, he's going to go win? I get that he said that. And hearing him say it as matter-of-fact as he did is awesome. I love it, right? But is he going to? I don't have the foggiest idea. But I will say, no one has suggested that he's kind of scraping it around. No one suggested that it's like, well, you know, he hit some good, some squirrely. No. People are talking like, no, he looks good. So, I don't know, make the cut. I'm shrugging, you know. I mean, put it this way. This is a show where people are trying to figure out where to put a dollar. You want to bet on him? Fine. You want to bet on him, miss the cut? You want to fade him? Fine. You're flipping a coin. It's like betting heads or tails in the Super Bowl. And if you want that action, then have at it. I can't give you any intel other than what I've heard, and I've only heard good things.
Yeah. I would think a successful tournament for Tiger is going to be to make the cut and stick around for the weekend. You're kind of betting on a fantasy, I think, if you're playing him top 10 or top 20 at this point, considering what he's been through and how little he's played in the past year, year and a half. Scott, I want to ask you about three high-profile players here. Brooks Koepka, 0-9 in majors since he won at the PGA. DJ missed the cut last year as defending champ, and Justin Thomas still searching for that second major win. I like all three of these guys this week. What about you, and which of those three do you like the best?
I do. I do like him. And I was talking with Andy North today about this place. What do you value more? You value form here, or you value form coming in? In other words, you like Scottie Scheffler because he's rolling? I get it. And he's got two top 20s in his two starts here. Or do you like somebody like Dustin, who shot a zillion under, or Brooks, who's had a runner-up, or, you know, JT, who's trended positively? I like people that have good memories here. I like people that have played well here in the past, and I'm with you on all of them. I expect all of them to play well. I know JT is Andy's pick to win here. He's not mine, but I'd be way more surprised if those guys weren't here in the mix on one of the first or second pages on Sunday when they're going through the scores on CBS than if they – I'd be more surprised if they weren't than if they were.
Scott, let me ask you again about all the media coverage that Tiger is receiving and these guys that Matt brings up, Brooks Koepka, DJ. Let's also throw in Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler just, you know, ascended to the number one player in the world. Yet the media coverage, the spotlight, these guys are all kind of flying under the radar because everything's about Tiger. I think that could be kind of good for these guys. I mean, you know, usually when we come here down Magnolia Lane, Scott, everybody wants to know if Rory can complete the Grand Slam. That's not the topic this year. I think it might be good and free these guys up a little bit, these other contenders that seem to be forgotten right now.
Totally agree. I don't think it's kind of good. I think it's spectacular for them. And particularly the people that have played here a bunch, they don't need to play on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and they close the I call it the big course on Wednesday because of the par three contest. They close it down the afternoon on Wednesday. If you're a younger guy that hasn't seen it a ton, You know, you'd like to do a bit more work on Wednesday, which means you'd need to do it early. But to your point, that work will largely happen without a great deal of attention around you. I was looking at the transcript of Justin Thomas. I don't know if anybody asked him a question about him. All they want to know is, hey, you've been playing with Tiger. How's he look? How's he hitting it? And it's like, wait, I'm a top 10 player in the world, and I think I have maybe the second shortest odds this week to Rahm, and you only want to know about my buddy. I get it, but I mean, you know, I mean, I imagine there'd probably be a little bit frustrating to be only asked about someone else when your odds are a hell of a lot shorter. And I thought this would happen, that, and I joked about it, frankly, that it would. It would be a massive benefit to all of those guys to be able to come do their work in the shade and the shadow that Tiger creates, because everyone's so drawn to him. And I have to say, Monday, I was standing under the oak tree there behind the clubhouse, and like Tiger walks off, and it was bananas, man. Like, it felt like a weekend. People were so excited just to see him. And, you know, you could have been standing on one tee and done anything. I joked last week you could be buck naked. No one would have seen you. No one would have seen a buck naked man standing on one tee yesterday when Tiger walked off. I promise you. They wouldn't have known it happened. So you can do your work quietly and you know, put your head down to go about your business, and go. I'll see you on the first tee Thursday.
Scott, there's so much, I think, you know, kind of closeness at the top. There's really not a lot of spread between like a John Rahm and a Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, Scottie Scheffler. They're all kind of right there bunched together on the odds board. So when you and Andy and the crew are out there kind of just watching guys go about their business or seeing them on the range and whatnot, is there any one particular statistic or part of a game that you put more value in here at Augusta that you were anywhere else?
Greens. It's always greens. You got to hit greens. But I mean, there's still qualifiers with that, because you need to hit the right part of the greens or you got no shot. But typically that's been the most reliable identifier through the years, is just, can you hit them in regulation and give yourself those opportunities. And I mean, there's, I think we know more about, you know, about how to analyze the game. There's a lot of different methodology that I know you all use and are familiar with than we had in the past. But I mean, there's I always call it like back of the baseball card type stuff. There's some nuts and bolts things that just hitting greens at Augusta is generally what you want to do. I'm leaning into, once you get on the green, what do you do there? And that's why I like Cam Smith. The show he put on at Sawgrass. I mean, look, Kapalua. I mean, he did shoot 34 under, which is a joke.
Yeah.
But to win on a couple of different types of courses. And it's funny, when I've said his name to people, I've had folks say, like, really? I mean, as if I'd said some long shot. He's number six in the world. and he putts like a genius. So I guess I'm saying that stat for me is that pick's not greens and regulation based. It's just, what does he do once he gets there? And I just trust him on the greens as much as anybody.
Yeah, when Cam Smith was winning in Maui, I bet him at 41-1 at Augusta. Brady, I think you bet him at the same time. Scott, you just mentioned long shots. That's the name of the show. So before Brady pins you down on your best bets, what's one guy, let's say, throw one long shot at us you think has a chance to hit that leaderboard this weekend nobody's really talking about right now?
What's Leishman? Is he far enough out to qualify?
Triple digits?
Yeah. But, I mean, anywhere from 100 to 125.
Well, I was just talking about form coming in or form here. I mean, I want to say it's three top tens. I might be wrong. But he's been in the mix here. And so many players arrive here, fellas, and just get a smile on their face because they love it. I mean, they love it. And he's on that list. So I really like him. I might be nuts because I was looking at a couple of guys like Gary Woodland. Has made cuts here, but hasn't had a top 20, but played well last week in Texas. And if anyone's floating on air, it's him, as his Kansas Jayhawks eliminated that double-digit deficit out of win, but didn't cash the ticket on Monday. And people ask me, is that a bad beat? I'm like, I don't know. It would have been a bad beat if KU covered, in my opinion, given the way that game went. Mm-hmm. But I kind of like Woodland just based on form, and I just think eventually he's going to do better here than he has in the past. But if I'm going to if I'm back in one of the, or the other, it would be Leishman.
Well, I tell you what, Scott, we talked about the wind at the top of the segment here, and Leishman is a great wind player, too. That's part of the reason I like him as well. All right, like Matt said, it's time to pin you down for your picks. I'll give you a foursome, Scott. Who is the SVP foursome that you would go to the window with that might be slipping on a green jacket come Sunday in Butler Cabin?
I really like Cam. He's the one. Like he's the guy I'm definitely believe can win. I maybe I'm nuts, just given that he's won maybe too much. How many can a guy win? But Scottie Scheffler only plays great in majors, guys. I mean, he's played in seven of them. He's been in the top 20 the last six. If I'm taking flyer with somebody, I mean, like, I'm world number one. I'm like, what do I want, credit here? No, I don't want credit. I'm putting Scheffler in that group. And at some point, Xander Schauffele has to win here. He's played too well to not win. And I even though he hasn't, it's not has been his best of late, I'd throw him in the mix so I get four, or am I, is it three or four?
Yeah, that's three. You get one more.
Let's put Leishman in there just to sprinkle in a little spice. Let's throw Leishman in the mix as our long shot winner, because you only got to put a little bit down for that one to be right and have it be really worth your while. But I mean, look, guys, if you said to me DJ, Rory, JT, Morikawa, I'd say fine. What am I going to argue with that? No, I wouldn't. And that would be maybe a better answer. It's not mine, but it would be an answer that would totally make sense. There's a small group of guys. It's going to come from that pack. It almost always does. So I'm leaning into the guys that I mentioned.
Well, thank you so much once again for joining us and giving us a few minutes, Scott. Best of luck with the coverage. Enjoy the tournament, and we'll catch up with you again down the road.
I keep up the great work. I ramble. I apologize for that. But I'm just excited to get a chance to come on with you guys, because it's always my guy, Stan Vercevi. He's the best, by the way. We love what y'all are doing, and hopefully we'll cross paths in person sometime soon. Be well.
Thanks, Scott. That is Scott Van Pelt of ESPN SportsCenter with SVP. And it's great to talk to a guy that's on the grounds there with that kind of insight.
Well, and he's been broadcasting and following golf for a long time, and he really does it on a weekly basis, too. Of course, all the way days back to the Golf Channel, where he started his broadcast career, and obviously now gone on to bigger and better things.
I also think it's important to have a guy on who understands the betting aspect of it, and he knows the odds board as well. A lot of guys who commentate on golf have no clue what the odds are all about.
Well, speaking of golf odds, when we come back, Rich Zanko is going to join us. He makes all the odds. He's the golf odds maker at Caesars Sportsbook right here in Las Vegas. We'll be back with more in just a moment on Long Shots. Welcome back to Long Shots, the Masters edition. I'm Brady Cannon along with Wes Reynolds, and it is time now to speak with our friend Rich Zanko. He is the golf odds maker at Caesars Sportsbook right here in Las Vegas. I believe this is about season three that you've joined us for some Masters insights, Rich. And, of course, you were listening to our segment there with Scott Van Pelt, and, you know, of course, Tiger's the big story. We're talking about some of these prices we've seen around on Tiger, but I want to ask you, too, about this weather. From a bookmaker standpoint and a handicapper standpoint, do you treat anything a little differently with some of this kind of volatile weather that we're seeing?
It favors a lot of the foreign players, Brady, as far as booking in, as far as making odds on that. A lot of the Australians that you've mentioned earlier in the show, such as Cam Smith, the odds have come way in since the Sony Open, 40-1, all the way down where it's almost unbettable, below 20-1 right now. So a lot of people are actually looking at guys like Shane Lowry as well, a British Open champion who won the Open champion a few years back, and that number's come down from 150 all the way down. So as a bookmaker, you have to position yourself in such a way where you expect those bets, willing to take those bets, but you have to be quick to react as far as how you move and how aggressively you move on some of these players, which it favors.
So, Rich, obviously we know that Tiger Woods, no matter what price you guys put him at, he's going to draw some action because people want to root for this guy. And obviously this would be like Lazarus if he could win this event after all he's been through with that car accident. But in terms of what else you're seeing this week, who are kind of the shorteners, I guess, on the price where you're seeing a lot of tickets or a lot of money on them?
We're getting inundated, Wes, with Justin Thomas money, and the numbers come crashing way in. It's actually a huge liability on him. Obviously, he has the experience of Bones McKay on the bag. Certainly a great ball striker, tee to green, games in form, has won one major before, so he certainly has the pedigree to perform on this golf course. As far as other guys up front, it's pretty much anyone's game. It's being dispersed amongst guys like Morikawa, more on the likes of Dustin Johnson, though, and guys that are being neglected this year, surprisingly, are guys like Patrick Cantlay and Rory McIlroy to complete the Grand Slam, like you mentioned earlier, Brady.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is there anybody that, you know, they're kind of surprisingly ignoring? I believe it was, I think it might have been the Masters last year, and we were talking to a mutual friend, Nick Bogdanovich, and he was saying it's like Bryson DeChambeau doesn't exist. Nobody's betting Bryson. Is there anybody like that? You mentioned McIlroy not getting a ton of attention. Anybody that you're just surprised that nobody's backing over at Caesars?
I'm actually stunned that no one's on Patrick Cantlay, and I actually love him this year. I think last year he showed what he's about. He hasn't won the major yet. He played out in the West Coast. Bent grass greens, right in his wheelhouse. Great scrambler from off the green as well, and I backed him this year at 25-1.
Well, you and I can stand with Patrick Cantlay. Well, you've got company at least, Rich, because I'm on Patty Ice this week as well. In terms of down the board, anybody that maybe has like drifted to a certain range where it's like, okay, they're a little bit cold on the board, but maybe the price is getting too big that you're starting to see any support for, or do you expect to see support for?
Three times a charm. I'm coming back on Mr. Back Spasm himself, Paul Casey. I backed him over 80-1 again. The scrambling, tee to green, he puts on that stripe show. He just has to, in the wind, I think it's going to favor him. All he has to do is get on some of these holes and just two-putt and get out of there. So he showed what he's about at the Players' Championship, and I'm backing him again. Team Casey, the English Express, Lex Express, so to speak. So let's see what he can do this year.
How about any players that you're fading this week? Do you expect, in your handicap and also in your bookmaker task, is there anybody that you're kind of willing to bet against this week?
I'm actually looking to go against Justin Thomas for some reason. There's a lot of sizzle and buzz. The odds have come way in, and I'm seeing the liability that we actually have on him. I know this is certainly a horse for the course, but he shows at times that he doesn't have the temperament on this. To me, you need to be patient with these conditions this week and be able to just accept par and move on. And I've seen at times that his short game, he just has these blow-up holes once in a while, and in this week, I think you just need to have that patience. He does have the experienced caddy on the bag, but I'm looking to probably go against him in some matchups in the next day or two before we tee off here.
Yeah, it's a little bit worrisome that he's getting a little bit too much company, because I was kind of surprised that he was going to get at least this much. You know, a shorter shot's going to get some action, certainly, but very surprised to see so many tipsters on him this week, which could be a little bit of a concern. Rich, anybody that, I know you mentioned Paul Casey, but anybody that is like a real dark horse that nobody knows about? Obviously, Paul Casey's played well here before. Somebody that you might think might be like a Will Zalatoris, who ended up finishing second last year, but a lot of the casual golf fans didn't know about him back then.
As far as a long shot, I went with Corey Connors. The putting isn't there at times, but he's able to hit those greens in regulation. He looked good in the match play. He's coming in, I think, under the radar, and why not run somebody north of the border here in this spot? I like Corey Connors a lot, actually, and it's just a matter of can he hold it together on those greens. But I think more or less everyone's going to miss some of these greens because of the wind. So it's just about surviving the golf course into the weekend, and I think Corey Connors can do that with that second approach shot from the fairways.
Well, of course, he had a great run at the match play, ended up finishing third place there, beat Dustin Johnson in the consolation match, and he's had good finishes here at Augusta as well. I believe it was a top 10 finish last year in 2021. My question now is I'm going to say, who's your foursome that you run into the window with? But I think we've got three: Casey, Cantlay, and Connors. It's a C. You got to have someone else with a C in their last name, I imagine.
We're on the same narrative here. More or less, I back somebody with a K, actually, and that's Brooks Koepka.
All right.
To me, Mr. Cupcake has everything you need on this golf course, has the resume, And the last time I actually backed him was over a year ago at the Waste Management, not this year, but the year prior, and was able to cash out at 50 to 1. I think he's gearing to go. He's ready to show everyone what he's made of, and certainly he's won multiple majors, and he's looking to slip this green jacket on, and why not him? He's great off the tee, obviously, has every shot in the bag. And my thing is, you need a cool customer with the wind conditions and able not to lose it. Guys like Rahm and some of these guys, they get too emotional on this golf course. Koepka has this laid-back attitude where I think, more or less, he's ready to go, and he's ready to – he has the resume. So to me, Koepka is certainly my number one pick, actually, up here at 22-1. You can probably back him northbound of 18-1 for sure.
Well, I hope you're right. I know a couple of us as well on this show have Brooks Koepka tickets in pocket. My man, great to always have you for a Masters preview. Enjoy the tournament, and we'll see you again soon.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, that is Rich Zanko, the golf odds maker at Caesars Sportsbook right here in Las Vegas. We'll be back with more Long Shots in just a moment. Stick around. We'll be right back on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN's Long Shots, the world's number one golf betting show, with Wes Reynolds and sometimes Matt Eumanns. Here is Brady Cannon.
Welcome back to Long Shots right here on VSiN and VSiN.com, the world's number one rated golf betting show. It is time for the final segment of the program, the match play segment, where we go over all of our plays for this week's event. And being a major championship, gentlemen, we usually have a few more plays than usual. You mentioned it earlier in the show, Matt, that that odds board is up for so long. Sometimes you end up with an abundance of futures. Let's go to your outrights. Who are you on for the 86th edition at Augusta National?
Yeah, by the way, I appreciate you guys coming in your green jackets today. I don't have a green jacket. I have one green shirt, which I wore today, so.
We know what to get you for Christmas.
I'm not worthy of a green jacket. I'm just a green shirt. Okay, this is the Super Bowl of golf betting, and these odds have been up. This odds board's been up for a year, and that's why we end up with a deeper, I think, profile of players than we plan to have sometimes, because you find value on the odds board as you look at it over the course of several months. And then you add some players at the end. DJ and Brooks Koepka, two of the players I've added here in the past couple of weeks. DJ, I think we finally saw the buy sign on him in Austin, Texas, when he reached the match play semis. He beat Koepka head-to-head. Obviously, DJ won the Masters in November 2020. He missed the cut as a defending champion last April. But if you look at his Masters form prior to the missed cut and the win, four consecutive top tens, including second and fourth place finishes. I think his tee to green play is going to put him in contention. He's just got to get hot with the putter. We talk about correlated courses. DJ plays well at Riviera. So does a guy at the bottom of my list, Cameron Young. I played him 425-1.
Wow, what a number.
At Circus Sports, 425-1. Cameron Young tied for second at the Genesis Invitational at Riviera this spring when Joaquin Niemann won it. That was a tie for second with Morikawa and Cameron Young. And he's a bomber off the tee. So I said, why not? 425-1, I'll take a flyer on Cameron Young. Most books have his odds around 150-1. Circa, obviously off the market on a lot of these guys, but that's great. Cameron Champ, I just took a shot on Champ here. I bet him at 500-1. Jeff Davis at Circa raised him to 575, so I bet him again. He's a bomber off the tee. He's not in great current form, obviously, but he's got a little bit of course form here. Two top 30 finishes and two trips to Augusta. His four rounds last year, three of them were good. He had one bad round. He's got three sub-70 scores in eight rounds at Augusta. So, hey, man, he's 500, 575-1. I'll take a shot on a bomber like Cameron Champ. So we got Young and Champ at long odds at the bottom. I talked about Joaquin Niemann, who won at Riviera, correlated course, 87-1. Seamus Power, another a good young player who I found at 125-1 at Circa, just kind of a throw-in. For me, a guy, I kind of have a hunch who could play well here this week. But DJ and Koepka at the top of the odds board, the guys who tied for second behind Tiger in 2019. Koepka 0-9 in majors since he won his fourth at the PGA in 2019. No more injury excuses. He's in pretty good form. I think he should bring his A game. He's got top tens in two of his past three starts at the Masters. So let's give Brooks a shot here, 20-1. Will Zalatoris and Cameron Smith. I had somebody ask me, where can you find 41-1 on Smith? Well, you can't find it now. See, that's the thing. This is like betting the Super Bowl. If you bet a team in September, you might not get the same odds in December. You don't want to wait till the last minute to bet these guys. When Cameron Smith was hot in Maui, I played him at 41-1. I'm not going to recommend him now at 15-1. Will Zalatoris, you know, I don't think he's going to win, but he's long off the tee. He's got the game to put himself in contention here. As Wes Reynolds says several times, he's grinding for that first win. You know, and guys like that playing with an edge in the hunt for that first win, I really like that. And Will Zalatoris finished second here a year ago. Now his putting could be a really big problem this week. But, hey, he's a 40-1 shot. I played Koepka plus 115 over Rory in a matchup, and Rose minus 115 over Sergio. And Tiger finish position under 57.5. I'm a little bit more optimistic now about Tiger's chances to make the cut. The more I've seen his practice rounds this week, the more I hear. I think you guys, it's what, top 45 in ties make
top
the cut?
Top 50 in ties.
Top 50 in ties. I think Tiger's got a decent shot to make the cut here. He's 20, as Wes noted in the VSiN Masters betting guide. Tiger is 21-for-21 and made cuts at Augusta. Now, this is a much different scenario here in 2022. But I played him under finish position 57.5. I think Tiger can compete this week. I'm not going to bet him top 20 or anything like that, but under 57.5 finish position.
Yep, I'm starting to lean that way as well. I think he probably will be around for the weekend. And, you know, he wouldn't go through all this body prep and everything he's doing as far as physical therapy and, you know, all the medical attention that he's received. He's not doing that just to make the cut. He thinks he can get here, and you know what Tiger's always said. He doesn't show up at a tournament if he doesn't think he can win. So I do think to make the cut is a pretty decent bet. And what was the number you had, Matt? I saw it at about plus 125.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, not too shabby at all. I hate to bring this up, but you also remember Joaquin Niemann had a great run at Kapalua when you were on him a couple years ago, right? Okay. So he has certainly shown form at two of those correlated courses. Wes, let's go ahead and move on to your card for this week.
Yeah, speaking of Niemann, I'll just go because Matt and I matched up on that. 65 is about where you can get it now. I gave out the numbers that are kind of well available in the market. I was on the price of Matt 87-1. By the way, speaking of Joaquin Niemann, he is going to be paired with Tiger Woods and also Louis Oosthuizen in the first 2 days. So little bit of a concern for a young player like Niemann, even though he had guys chasing him down. He had Thomas chasing him down and Hovland and Morikawa. So he's one in good company, but Niemann made my card. But I'll go to the top in terms of the short odds. Justin Thomas, 14-1. He was the first guy I bet. I've had him for a few months. The price really hasn't switched at all. Number one in strokes gained total and number two strokes gained tee to green over the last 24 rounds. That ball striking is back, and he's one of the best in the world at doing it. But I think this is where Bones McKay, Jim Bones McKay, the longtime bag man of Phil Mickelson, who's now on JT's bag, is going to pay some dividends, because JT is now going to know how to read some of these putts. It can be tricky on these greens. Bones is going to know where you can attack, where you can play it safe and whatnot, you know, where you got to take your medicine. It's like, okay, iron, lag putt, par, move on. And he's going to help JT with that, and I think he could pay dividends here. Rory, 20-1. When he reached 20, I took a shot with him. Look, he doesn't win enough like he should. He's been trying this now his eighth time, trying to complete the career Grand Slam to match only five guys that ever did it. But he's really kind of tried everything, too. He's tried to, you know, not play a lot going into Augusta, or played the week before like he did at the Valero last week, by the way, missed the cut. So maybe he falls off the radar with Tiger, obviously, and all the hype around him. Patty Ice, 25-1. Patrick Cantlay, number one in this field for total strokes gained over the last 36 rounds, number two over the last 50. The overall game is there. And you mentioned Mirfield Village. He is a two-time winner of the Memorial.
Good call.
So I think that there could be.
He's contended at Riviera as well.
Yeah, no question about it. He's proven he can go low. If you remember in 2019, he had a 64 in the third round, had a share of the lead on that back nine when he made that eagle on 15, and then hit one in the trees, and two bogeys dropped him to a T9 finish. So Patrick Cantlay is probably, he's one of those like best players to not win a major type of guy. Shane Lowry, who you can get anywhere, 45-50-1 range. And he's here because he won the Claret Jug in 2019 at Royal Port Rush, aced the Iron Island Green at the Players 2 weeks ago, T13. Only went 1-2 in group play in Austin for the Dell Match Play. And he can struggle a little bit driving the ball, but the approach play has been really good. Fifth on approach over the last 36 rounds. Short-term form also peaking. Number one in this field for total strokes gained over the last 12 rounds. So obviously that's a small, shorter sample size. But Shane Lowry, I think, is a guy I could surprise here. Tony Finau, I got him in a little bigger number, but I'll grade it here at 60-1. Top 10 or better here at Augusta in three of his last four appearances. You know, they asked the question, Tony Finau, where he be now? He hasn't been anywhere, really, to start the season. He just has not been able to follow up. I think his short game has been an absolute mess. 79th in this field for SG putting. And 201st overall on the PGA Tour. So, you know, maybe this is the place where he's going to turn around. Sometimes the course is really friendly to a player, and Tony Finau with three top tens, I think, could go well here. And let's go with the former champion, Adam Scott, anywhere like around 70-1. I've got him 74 up there. This is a guy that now the weakness of his game throughout his career has been his putter. Now it's his strength.
Yeah.
Now this is the best club in his bag. And
I keep not knowing if I'm reading it right when I see his ranking in the putting stats.
Yeah, for all those years he was using that anchor, and then they did the anchor ban and whatnot, but he has adjusted. He was the 36-hole leader here just 3 years ago, so he's always a threat to play well. Of course, Riviera. He has won at Riviera as recently as 2019. I think, you know, COVID kind of stopped his momentum, too, because it looked like, okay, he's going to be working his way back to a top 10 player. So Adam Scott there. Paul Casey, I got a little better number than that, but it's 83-1. He has drifted because he did have an injury and withdrew at back spasms there at the Dell Match Play in Austin. But I'm going to buy on weakness here. This is a guy that's played well. He's got three top six finishes from 2015 to 2017. Remember, he was right in the mix at the Players Championship a couple weeks ago, hit that ball in the divot, and that pretty much cost him the tournament. So Paul Casey, the ball striking, the iron play is always really good. You know, be a little shaky with the putter, but when you got fast greens like this, I think this is really equals it out for a lot of people. Matsuyama, by the way, not a great putter, but was last year, was good enough. Thomas Peters, 130-1. Always has had big potential. Now he's just near the top 30 in the OWGR. Won a tournament late in 2021. Also won in Abu Dhabi earlier this year. Hasn't made waves yet in the Masters, but I just go on the talent. That's a big number.
He did finish fourth in his, I think it was his debut.
Yeah, absolutely. And second in strokes gained tee to green on the DP World Tour last year. Top 10 in the category this year. So Thomas Peters, then a few props I'll get in real quick. Eric Von Rooyen, low South African, 7 to to Siwoo Kim as the top Asian. We talked about Matsuyama. He is battling some injuries, too, yeah. So I think he's vulnerable. Sungjae Im also not in really great form right now. So I went with Siwoo at 10-3. Tommy Fleetwood showing a little bit of life, 9-2 to be the top Englishman. Keita Nakajima, who's about to turn pro, he was the Asia Pan Pacific Amateur Championship. He is the top-ranked amateur in the world, 3-2 to be the low amateur. And then in terms of debutant, I know Matt had a couple debutants on his outright. One that I like in the top debutant market is one Harold Varner III, who got in, who still has not won on the PGA Tour, by the way, but that win in Saudi Arabia got him in the top 50 in the OWGR. So Harold Varner III, low debutant. There are 16 in the field, 9-1.
Very good. One thing I wanted to comment on, your top player there on the board, Justin Thomas at 14-1. It's always been the putting of these greens that's been his bugaboo around Augusta National, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he ranks number one on tour. One of the stats I looked at this week and one of the stats I like to look at for the Masters is three-putt avoidance.
Yes.
Justin Thomas, number one in the field in avoiding the three-putt.
Yeah, and I did write that up, by the way, in our betting guide. There's a few stats. We talked about them earlier. Approach. Greens and regulation gain, driving distance gain, strokes gain, short game. And I did use three-putt avoidance because you're going to have to be able to lag these putts up there. And I think JT will be able to do that with Bones giving him the read.
Yeah, no, I think Bones is a big boost there. We'll see. There's a lot of people liking Justin Thomas this week, and I certainly understand it. All right, my outright card, I match up with both of you gentlemen. Dustin Johnson, I grabbed him at 18-1 for all the same reasons you're talking about, Matt. I see the form coming back around. He shot that 63 in the final round of the Players' Championship, makes it to the semifinals at the match play. I'll give him a little bit of a pass for missing the cut at the Masters last year because he's trying to defend his title. That's a lot of pressure. Since prior to that, he finished first, second, 10th, fourth, and sixth. Mm-hmm. So this guy definitely knows how to play the course, and I think his juices are flowing again, and he's pretty fired up to be here this week. I did end up taking Rory McIlroy, like you, Wes. You know, you always point out, and you've actually landed on some winners with Dustin Johnson or Justin Thomas or even Rory. When you see those odds start to drift a little bit too far on the other side of 20, you got to start taking a hard look at them. And you look at Rory McIlroy, he missed the cut last year like Dustin Johnson as well. But prior to that, 5th, 21st, 5th, 7th, 10th, 4th, and 8th. And I do think there is something a little bit to the fact that he hasn't heard about career Grand Slam all week. All he's hearing about is Tiger. So maybe the pressure is, the shine is off Rory McIlroy a little bit, and I think that could free him up. Really the same thing with Brooks Koepka. I'm on him with you, Matt. This guy, you know, I haven't heard a thing about Brooks Koepka all week long. Right. And this guy, all he does is win majors. And like you say, Matt and Wes, he hasn't been to Augusta healthy in a long time. He could barely walk the course last year, and he missed it in 2018 with a bad wrist. So I think Koepka will be there. Matt, I'm with you. Cameron Smith, before he won at Kapalua, he was 36 holes through that tournament. He had the lead, and I jumped on him at 40-1. This guy's been a magician at the Masters as of late. He has a 10th, a 2nd, and a 5th place finish. Has done well at Riviera, obviously a win at Kapalua.
Hey,
Wes,
Brady.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to jump in quickly. I don't like to give out stale prices ever, but Cameron Smith is an exception because the Masters is on the board for a year.
Yeah.
And if it's a weekly tournament, we're not going to do this. But if we bet a guy at 40-1 and he moves to 15-1, we can't say, okay, bet him at 15-1.
I agree, totally. And I would not bet him at 15-1. And this is part of the Masters. And you know, even all the other majors have now been up at some books for a while, too. Mm-hmm. But you have to try and time it. And when I saw Cameron Smith as the 36-hole leader at Kapalua, I said, you know what, if he goes on to win, they're going to chop him to 20-1. Yeah. So I took a shot. And, you know, hopefully it works out. I'm with you. Similar situation here, Wes. I'm with you on Shane Lowry. I was able to get him at 100-1, and now he's down in the neighborhood of 40 or 50.
And I never really thought about him because he doesn't really have a great track record here, per se. He doesn't miss the cut, but never really contends. But how I saw him play in Florida at the Players and also at the Honda Classic, where if it doesn't rain right on the 18th tee and kind of throw off with the win, he might win the thing instead of Sepp Straka.
No, I love the hot start he got off to this season. He did struggle at Augusta like his first four trips, but his last two, he's finished top 25. And you know he's a world-class player. He's got Ryder Cup experience. He's won World Golf Championships, and obviously he has a major to his credit as well. And then finally, I went with Mark Leishman at 125-1. He's got a great track record at Riviera. He's played very well at the Masters before. Also, another correlated course, St. Andrews, where Mark Leishman was in a playoff there the year Zach Johnson won it. So just a little bit of a shot in the dark with Leishman. He hasn't been in great form ever since they moved over to Florida, but he has done well on the West Coast. He was 10th at Kapalua, 16th at Torrey Pines, and 15th at Riviera. We talked a little bit about the wind, guys. Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, and Mark Leishman, all good wind players.
Yeah, no question about it, and it could blow very much this weekend. So, you know, interesting, and I want to bring up again what you guys talked about in terms of not only Smith but Scheffler. Don't wait, don't bet these guys now. You know, if you want to get decent prices, maybe try to wait to bet them in play if those emerge again. But, yeah, if you're not getting these prices early on, go ahead and take a pass. That's what I did on those.
Yeah, good advice. In play may be the way to go if you want any of those guys that have been chopped to shorter prices on the odds board. Three head-to-head matchups for me. I took Scottie Scheffler at plus 135 over John Rahm. I thought that price was just too big. Rory at minus 140 over Colin Morikawa. Morikawa's been struggling as of late. And then I don't know which way you've got futures on both of these guys, Wes. I've got Adam Scott plus 110 over Tony Finau. Again, I just thought Scotty at plus money there against Finau was a pretty good buy.
Yeah, I don't necessarily disagree with that. I think Scott is kind of peaking a little bit more. Tony Finau, I think he was T29 at the Valero last week, but that's the best he's had since opening the season T19 at Kapalua. But keep in mind, at Kapalua, there were only 38 players.
Well, everybody, thank you for tuning in to Long Shots. I hope you enjoyed our guest, Rich Zanko of Caesars Sportsbook, and, of course, Scott Van Pelt of ESPN. Next week, we head to Harbortown, South Carolina, Hilton Head Island for the RBC Heritage, and Stephen Hennessy of Golf Digest will be our guest. Enjoy the Masters, everybody, with us at VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.